Nobody has ever seen me cry or break but my husband, because I'm trying to hold up for everybody else. They're still, like, just certain days, they're saying, "Mom, I miss him. I miss my brother, the children. I miss my uncle." So I'm the strong person trying to hold up, but when I get by myself, I break. You know, I'm up in the middle of the night because I'm crying. I'm missing him. I want to talk to him. I want to hold him. I want to touch him. So those are the things that we go through with our loved ones being, you know, on death row. And to me, how can you judge a person? Because everybody have a family, and you don't never know what's going to happen to you. Would you want yours on death row? It's heartbreaking. He missed out on a lot of family things. Sometimes we didn't even want to do nothing because he wasn't here. It was times that we had family functions and I said, "This is Quintel's seat. Nobody sit there." Mm-hmm. When I go to church, I take his picture and I was like, this seat is taken. He's sitting right here by me. Because I'm believing one day this will be his chair and he will be sitting right there by me. So as long as I believe it and I keep pushing for it, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. But in the meanwhile, it doesn't mean it don't hurt and you don't think about it every day. I try my best when I go to see Quintel to always give him laughter. Mm-hmm. Tell him funny things that the little kids, because he loved to hear about his nieces and his nephews. Those are his pride and joy because he don't have any children. So those are his children. And he'd be just laughing, you know. So I always try to give him positive. And I tell him, keep your head up. You're in here, but you're not a part of this. Mm-hmm. This is not you. You just had to learn how to adapt until it's time for you to be set free. So keep your head up.